the Taxi Club was wonderful in those days because it was a total bloodbath. And they had, it's all been renovated now and glamorized and made very frightfully prim and proper. But there used to be this steep staircase that went from the street straight up to the first floor. So the trick was that you never went up that staircase without checking that the bouncers weren't throwing somebody down, which happened.
It happened to a friend of mine.
A lot of times, and that was one of the coming-of-age rites in those days, was how many times you'd been thrown out of the Taxi Club. Mm. But it was a rather unusual situation because it was always called, known as the Taxi Club. In fact, it's called, its real name is the Grosvenor Club, I think. But everybody called it the Taxi Club because that's where taxi drivers used to go. The pubs closed at 10. There were very seldom any late night extensions. Maybe on New Year's Eve, something like that, the pubs would be allowed to stay open till 12 or 1 in the morning, something like that. But basically, it all shut at 10, except for and I think even the RSL clubs closed at 10. Mm. And I don't know how the Taxi Club managed to get away with being open to anyone. I think that the argument was that they were catering for taxi drivers who were working late at night, etc. Mm. But it certainly was the place where the whole of Sydney went late at night, and it was filled with people from King's Cross. I mean, sort of the general bohemian set, I suppose, but also criminals. I mean, that's where you and people who were drag queens, all that sort of stuff. The marginal peoples on society all wound up there, and they all got along terribly well. And that's where you went, and you picked up a plumber from the western suburbs and took him home, and he woke up the next morning saying, "Oh God, I've drunk so much, my bum's got sore, etc."